Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about curses this week. So let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Thank you, Lord, that you're our Lord. We worship you, we praise you, we thank you. We thank you for the owner's manual, the Word of God, which is forever settled in heaven, which cannot be broken. So, Lord, we thank you for your mighty Word. Now, reveal it to us as we read it and study it. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we're continuing to talk about personal sin curses. Yesterday, we started listing these things, and they're very clearly laid out in Deuteronomy 27, Leviticus chapter 20, just all over the Word of God, really, where these things are listed. But we're going to continue on today at where we left off yesterday, and there's so many of these things that are listed under personal sin curses. Now, another one of these things that will bring a curse upon you is if you have the wrong kind of objects in your possession. Now, many people do not understand about accursed objects or accursed things in your possession. But Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25 and 26 talks in detail about bringing accursed things into your home. They can cost you your life. They can bring sickness and disease upon you. So you have to know what these things are and not bring these accursed objects into your house. Now then, any occult practice is clearly laid out in Deuteronomy 18, verses 9 through 13, and Leviticus chapter 20, verses 6 and verse 27. And it says, any occult practice will bring personal sin curses upon you. Now, what are these occult practices? Divination, sorcery, omens, witchcraft, consulting a medium, consulting the dead, going to the fortune teller, playing the Ouija board. There's just endless number of these things today. Reading Harry Potter books. All of those things are occult practices. When you go to the modern ones today, the Harry Potter books literally teach children how to cast spells. Now, when they start doing that, you're going to have a group of children that's going to have a group of demons that's going to come to them, and they're going to become slowly uncontrollable. And you'll wonder where you went wrong. Well, I can tell you where you went wrong. You went wrong with when you gave your children Harry Potter books. Now, if you're a Christian and you'll let your children read Harry Potter books, shame on you. You obviously have not read those, or if you read those and didn't see anything wrong with those, you are totally dead spiritually. You can look at the cover on a Harry Potter book, and if you got any kind of spirituality at all, you can see those are demons on the pages. It's on the cover. Now, it's amazing what we don't see as sin today as the church. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24, he talks about murder. Murder. Now, murder for hire, or just murdering anybody. Now, this murder for hire would include those who are paid to perform abortions, like Deuteronomy 27:25 says. If you work in an abortion clinic and you're being paid to kill babies, you are an accomplice to murder as far as God is concerned. You need to repent, you need to turn from your wicked ways, and you need to become obedient to God's Word. Then another one is forsaking the Lord in Deuteronomy 28:20. In other words, if we just forsake the Lord and don't serve Him, that will bring you under a curse. And then there is another one when we talk about this. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 46 and 47, that says there that if you do not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity, He will put you under a curse. And He says you will serve your enemies. And, of course, your enemies are Satan and his demons. And you will serve them in nakedness and want. And you will serve them until you are destroyed with a yoke of iron around your neck. All because you did not serve the Lord joyfully and gladly. I mean, we as Christians should be doing everything we can to make our King happy. He is a mighty God, so we need to worship Him and praise Him. It says, if you will not reverence the name of the Lord your God, in Deuteronomy 28:58, that He will put you under a curse. So in Deuteronomy 28:58, if you do not reverence the name of the Lord your God, He will put you under a curse. So you don't want to be under a curse. You want to be under the blessings. And then another thing here in Deuteronomy 29:19, presumption in thinking that one can disregard God's word and devise his own way. Now, there's so many people that fall into this category. Well, me and God got a thing. We got a deal. No, God don't make no special deals. The only deal he makes is the one he wrote in his book. So if it's not in there, it's not any good. But if it's in his book, then it's okay. So whatever you do, get in there and serve the Lord. Then cursing or mistreating Abraham's seed. Now that's the Jews. You need to be careful and be good to the Jews. Because in Genesis 12:3, 27:9, and Numbers 24:9, it says clearly that if you curse or mistreat Abraham's seed, you will be under a curse, not a blessing, but a curse. Now then, think of the people that worked with Hitler in the process of killing all those Jewish people. Just think what that did to those people and how many people lost their lives, but look what happened to the nation of Germany back in those days. It was literally wiped out. Now then, another thing that will put you under a curse, it says here in Jeremiah 48:10 that if you refuse to help the Lord in warfare, in other words, if God calls you to do warfare praying and you will not do it, then that will absolutely put you under a curse. Now another one, of course, in Malachi, failure to give God the glory. Now, in Malachi 2:2, if you just fail to give God the glory for all the things he does, he says that will put you under a curse. And then if you go on down just a little bit further in Malachi, to Malachi 3, you'll see where he says robbing God of the tithe will put you under a curse. In fact, it does not say that he'll just curse you. That is the only place in God's word that I've read where he says, I will curse you with a curse if you will not tithe. But that's also the only place he says, you put me to the test. Try me and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and open a blessing for you you will not be able to contain. Well, now let me tell you, he can open the windows of heaven and pour up magnificent blessings. So all we need to do is make sure we tithe and we go to church and we walk in obedience to his word. Now then, if you don't walk in obedience to his word, you will not be blessed. It's just that simple. In Jeremiah 48:10, he says you will be cursed if you neglect the work of the Lord. In other words, are you about God's business? Are you out winning the lost? Are you casting out devils? Are you healing the sick? That's the Lord's work. So are you out ministering to people? Are you taking the bread across the street or down the street to a sick neighbor? Are you helping people? Are you working with the Lord? Or are you neglecting the work of the Lord? Well, in Jeremiah 48, if you're neglecting the work of the Lord, you're under a curse. Then he says here, enticing others away from the Lord into a false religion. Deuteronomy 13:18-21. Can you imagine that if you're one of those that you've drawn people away into a false religion? And false religions are those like the Mormons, those like the Jehovah's Witness, those like the Christian Scientists. Or if you're a Baptist, a Methodist, a Catholic, a Pentecostal, or whatever, and you're not teaching all of God's Word, you're enticing people to believe that Jesus does not save anymore, that Jesus does not heal anymore, that Jesus does not deliver you from demons no more. Those are errors from God's Word, and it will put you under a curse. In other words, you are absolutely neglecting the work of the Lord. Now then, if you take away or add to the Word of God, now there's many different organizations, that some of those I just listed, that have really greatly changed the Bible. I mean, they have added hundreds and some of them thousands of their own words to the Bible. And in Revelations 22, verses 18 and 19 says, if you take away or add to the Word of God, you will be cursed. So, I'm telling you, God's going to judge us. And it's just awesome what we're going to have to suffer through, all because we either don't know this book or we don't believe this book. Now then, Jeremiah 28:16 says, teaching rebellion against the Lord. So if you're teaching people how to rebel against the Lord, you're going to come under a curse. Refusing to warn those who sin. Ezekiel 3:18-21. When you see people sin, you say, well, that's okay, it's none of my business. Yes, it is. It's required of you today as a church member, when you see a person that's part of the body of Christ, if you see them sin, you're supposed to tell them they're sinning. You're supposed to try to share with them God's Word so that they will straighten their act up and walk holy before God. Now then, people that are teaching here's the next one. Defiling the Sabbath. Exodus 31:14 and Numbers 15:32-36. People defile the Sabbath. They do not keep the Sabbath holy. Now then, perversion of the gospel of Christ. Galatians 1:8-9. Many people pervert the gospel of Christ. I mean, it's just amazing how we do pervert the Word of God, how we don't read it like it's written and believe it means exactly what it says. If you don't, it will put you under a curse. Well, we'll have to continue tomorrow. We'll run out of time again. I'd like to invite you to call and 940-242-2106. I'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes of these teachings. We'd also like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And the Lord always shows up and does mighty, mighty wonderful things out there. So we invite you to come and join with us and have a blessed day.